Good morning. Our confession can be found on page 79 in the Book of Common Prayer. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. Praise the Lord. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on us. Forgive us all our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life. Amen. Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Glory to God, Father, Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Please be seated. We'll say the Jubilate together. This is on page 82 of the Book of Common Prayer. Be joyful in the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and presence with song. Know this, the Lord himself is God. He himself has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Give thanks to him and call upon his name. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. His mercy is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from age to age. The psalm for today is Psalm 34, verses 1 through 8 and 19 through 22. We'll read this together responsively, and it is on your insert. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will glory in the Lord. Proclaim with me the greatness of the Lord. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. Look upon him and be radiant. I called in my affliction, and the Lord heard me. The angel of the Lord encompasses those who fear him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Many are the troubles of the righteous. He will keep safe all his bones. Evil shall slay the wicked. The Lord ransoms the life of his servants. The first reading.
First reading is from Job chapter 42. Job answered the Lord, I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Hear, and I will speak, I will question you, and you declare to me. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. And the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he had prayed for his friends. And the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then there came to him all his brothers and sisters, and all who had known him before, and they ate bread with him in his house. They showed him sympathy and comforted him for all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. And each of them gave him a piece of money and a gold ring. The Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning, and he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 donkeys. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. He named the first Jemima, the second Keziah, and the third Kiren-Hathach. In all the land there were no women so beautiful as Job's daughters, and their father gave them an inheritance along with their brothers. After this, Job lived 140 years and saw his children and his children's children, 4 generations, and Job died old and full of days. The word of the Lord.
Please join me in Canticle 21, which is found on page 95 of the Book of Common Prayer. You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the Eternal Father, all creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you.
The noble fellowship of prophets praise you.
The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, you are true and only Son. Worship all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King and glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not shun the Virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to everlasting glory. The second lesson.
A reading from Hebrews chapter 7. The former priests were many in number because they were prevented by death from continuing in office, but he holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able for all time to save those who approach God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For it was fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, blameless, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priests, he has no need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins and for the people. This he did once for all when he offered himself. For the law appoints as high priests those who are subject to weakness, but the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who is made perfect forever. The word of the Lord. A reading from Mark chapter 10. Jesus and his disciples came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. The word of the Lord.
Please join me as we say the Apostles' Creed together, found on page 96 of the Book of Common Prayer. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. Prayers can be found on page 97 of the Book of Common Prayer or in your pamphlet. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. The suffrages can be found on page 97 in the Book of Common Prayer. Show us your mercy, O Lord. Clothe your ministers with righteousness. Give peace, O Lord, in all the world. Lord, keep this nation under your care. Let your way be known upon earth. Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten. Create in us clean hearts, O God. The colic of the day is found on your insert. Almighty and everlasting God, increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and charity, and that we may attain what you promise. Make us love you, what you command, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. The Collect for Sundays. O God, you make us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. Give us this day such blessing through our worship with you, that the week to come may be spent in your favor. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Collect for Mission. O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth, and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out your Spirit upon all flesh, and hasten the coming of your kingdom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
If you have any changes for the All Saints list, there are papers in the back. And I'm going to turn it over to Carol, and then Ellie and Mary want to speak. Is there anybody else that has any announcements? Okay. Carol.
First, I'd like to thank the 28 people, or the people that bought 28 shoeboxes online out of our 75. So that is wonderful. There is a plastic tote downstairs in the undercroft where there are some items that have been left over from other years. You're free to take any of those if you are packing a box. Filled shoeboxes can be put on that table. There's a sign for that. You can give online until November 8th. Very easy to do. And in church, if you are filling boxes, please have them here by the 14th. And that's it. Mission Committee will meet on the 4th. And if anyone knows of a need, please let one of the committee members know. Thanks.
Good morning. It is with anticipation and excitement that I tell you the engineer and technicians from Robert Mark Audio from Buffalo will be here tomorrow to install our new video system and upgrade our existing audio system. Thank you. That will give us the capability to live stream our Sunday services, weddings, funerals, baptisms, ecumenical events. The engineer told me that if we could do Zoom, this is much easier. So that remains to be seen for those of us who are technology challenged. But it will certainly give us a much better quality sound and sight presentation. So I'm looking forward to them being here tomorrow. As my grandkids would say, I'm sure we'll have some glitches, but please be patient and bear with us. I would like to thank the vestry for their support in this project, and Mary and Donella and Tom for their help as well, and we will keep you updated. Thank you.
First of all, thank you for your continued prayers for Billy. I checked in with Amanda yesterday, and I want to give you a report because they really appreciate your continued prayers immensely. He was admitted to the ICU at Arnett Ogden, and he is about the same. This was as of yesterday. He's on blood pressure support because his blood pressure keeps dropping very dangerously low. He has been receiving dialysis there at the hospital, and he's still confused and very weak, and she appreciates our continued prayers. From the search committee, first of all, my sincere apologies for having left Nick Ferenz off of one of the communications as a member of the search committee. Sorry, Nick is a member of the search committee, along with Luann, Greg, Ellie, and myself. It's important to understand that you would have received, if you have one household email, you received one link. If there are two people in your household, two people can fill out the survey separately because you may have differing opinions. You might live in the same house but have differing opinions. So that's how we're counting the percentages. Is like, for example, Pete and Connie have one email. They're counting, in my mind, as two people. There are some households that have, each person has their own individual email, so whatever. And I just want to read this to you because I think it's important. This is one of the questions. When I was taking the survey, it was hard to imagine how the information I was providing would be useful in our planning or search process. Was it? The information found in the survey report generated from your responses is useful on a number of levels. If you're engaged in planning, it can help leaders get a comprehensive picture of where the church is now. If you are preparing for a search, it will guide your leaders in determining the characteristics of your next pastor. Help them develop your church profile, enable them to manage your transition, and also provide a good foundation for the startup of your next pastor. A survey is a lot like a camera. It takes a picture of who you are as a church. Like a camera, it is very difficult to guess what a photograph looks like from simply looking at the camera. In the same way, it is difficult to realize the value of the snapshot taken of your church simply by looking at the questions in the survey. So we want to get to 100%. Thank you.
Prayers of the People can be found on page 392 in the Book of Common Prayer. In peace we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and work.
For our
for this community, the nation, and the world. For the just and proper use of your creation. For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble. For the peace and unity of the Church of God. For our presiding bishop, our bishop, and all other bishops and ministers.
For all who serve God in his church.
for the special needs and concerns of this congregation. Hear us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We will exalt you, O God, our King. We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them. O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people in the multitude of your mercies. Look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated, and we will read the Great General Thanksgiving together. It's found on page 101 of the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you've made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, all the blessings of life. But above all, for your miserable love, the redemption of the world and our Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the glory of and that with truly thankful hearts we may show forth your praise. Not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all of your days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom, with whom, and Holy Spirit, be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen.
Bless the Lord.